If you are looking for regional or national ag news or livestock markets, the weekly Wyoming Livestock Roundup is just what you need. I'm Dennis Sun, publisher of the Wyoming Livestock Roundup. We also have a classified ad section for you to buy, sell, or find ag equipment, livestock, land, or everything you need for the ranch or farm. Please call 1-800-967-1647 to place an ad or receive a free 6-week subscription.
The Cowboys would like to thank another great sponsor of Clear Out West Radio Show, The Cowboy Shop. Get online at www.cowboyshop.com and do a little shopping for anything you need Western. You can also give them a call at area code 307-367-4300. That's The Cowboy Shop. They have everything you need, from clothes to tack to anything Western. Tell Bob and Carolyn that we sent you. And welcome back to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Well, thank you.
I want to thank our good friend, Mr. Rich O'Brien, for all that great music behind our cow commercials.
Yeah, still playing it.
Still playing.
Going strong.
Continue with it. You betcha. All right, let's have some music.
Let's.
This was a song that we played last year that got a lot of mail on.
Yeah.
And I really like it. It's a brand new album from the Rifters.
Rifters.
It is called The Circle.
I do the same thing every year, so the rancher said, but it's never twice the same, and I never get ahead. I was counting on the snow, never came at all. To green up that pasture I replanted in the fall. He stands at the center while the circle spins around, while the calves get born and the water runs down. The circle seems to spin, but it's still where he stands, feeling the rhythm of the seasons pass across his get too up about the good years, don't get too down about the bad. Only the cold wind brings a tear, only the old dog makes him sad. It's watching new life in his herd, spreading out at sunset. Keeps him rising in the dark to see if that heifer's ready yet. He stands at the center while the circle spins around, while the calves get born and the water runs down. The circle seems to spin, but it's still where he stands, feeling the rhythm of the seasons pass across his land. Prices are looking good this year, just might make a buck. The old tractor keeps running and the tires hold on the cattle truck. Maybe the sand wants to get some snow, that Excelsior ditch will fill. Maybe his hopes and dreams can hold on to, maybe they always will. He stands at the center while the circle spins around, while the calves get born and the water runs down. The circle seems to spin, but it's still where he stands, feeling the rhythm of the seasons pass across his hands. While the circle spins around, while the calves get born and the water runs down, These circles seem to send, but in the single spins he stands. On the cans at the center, and the water on the circle spins around. On the cans at the center, and the water on the circle spins around. On the circle seems to spin, but it's still where he stands, watching winter, spring, summer, and fall pass across his land.
That's Rod Taylor with the lead on that. Man,
yeah.
Love that voice. He's just a cowboy's cowboy,
he truly
too.
Is.
Rod
yeah.
Taylor is. You betcha.
Good stuff.
Well, we are celebrating the best.
The best.
Of 2023.
Mm-hmm.
We talked a little earlier about whatever helps you sleep at
whatever
night. Yeah.
Helps you
okay.
Sleep.
Whatever lie you tell yourself is.
Exactly.
All right. We could go a whole show, another show on certain things. Okay, I'm not even going to say what it is.
Okay.
We're going to ditch out to a little cowpoke poetry.
Yeah.
Yeah, how about a little bit of that's entertainment? Darren showed up at the local coffee shop like he does on Sunday mornings, but this time looking like a lion tamer who had failed to heed the warnings. His forearms and fingers were scraped, scratched, and scabbed like he had choked a weed eater. He confessed he felt as if he had fallen into a giant egg beater. But the story shared was not a glamorous one, like fighting a moose with a bat. Turns out that Darren had a wrestling match with his daughter's 4-H show cat. Riley grew bored of the regular projects, the kinds that were raised on the range, so she asked her dad if this year she could show one of their barn cats for a change. Anxious to teach her the value of livestock, Darren opted to acquiesce. Old Fluffball would be her 4-H show kitty, and he cursed the day he said yes. Now, Fluff was as homely as a 2-track dirt road, but for a barn cat, he was really quite tame. He looked like he was crossed with an Angora goat and built on a jackrabbit's frame. But after a little bit of Mama's shampoo and some Aqua Velva for smell, Fluff was ready for the county fair show ring, and Darren for his foray in hell. The encounter started out quite innocently until Fluff succumbed to the shakes. Then it all went downhill like a radio flyer full of fat kids without any brakes. Poor old Fluffball was a heck of a mouser, but he had never been to town. So when prodded by feline arbitrators, that is when the fracas went down. Fluff squealed like a bobcat in a gunny sack. Darren leapt to save his daughter. Logic was obliterated by instincts as he dove headlong in the slaughter. Certain that he could cowboy his way through this, he grabbed Fluff by the scruff of the neck, and while most cats go limp, Fluffball went ballistic, spawning a spectacular wreck. It looked like he clutched a runaway grinder armed with razor-sharp teeth and claws, and as he fought to get a grip with his offhand, he was distracted by some applause. A crowd had gathered to witness the showdown. They thought someone was fighting a bear. One kid screamed out, "This is the best entertainment we've ever had at the fair!" After agreeing to sign autographs later, Darren plunged back into the bout, applying a feline MMA chokehold, hoping the kitty would tap out. Well, Fluff finally agreed to forfeit the match, but not until Darren ran out of blood. Lightheaded and woozy, they slunk to the truck and rolled down the lane in the mud. The ride home was uneventful and quiet. Unlike the preceding cat show, Fluffball is in counseling and therapy now, and Darren is healing up slow. Everything's back to normal on the home place. Next time, Riley's taking a steer. But the Fair Board is now struggling to find a more thrilling act for next year. And that's one of the many true stories we've told on Cow Radio.
Now that's entertainment.
Right. How about a little Dick's Pick?
Oh, that's pretty entertaining,
yes,
too.
Yes, it yeah. is. Yeah. yeah. Who's singing?
Luboff Choir.
Oh, Norman. Really?
Norman Luboff.
I'll be darn awesome. And what are they singing?
They're going down the Colorado Trail.
Nice.
Eyes like the morning star, cheeks like a rose. Laura was a pretty girl, God Almighty knows. We bonny little rains, where winds wail. All along, along, along the
enough O's in smooth.
Man, that was a good find.
That sure was. You betcha. Well, we're celebrating 2023, but we're going to ditch out to a cowmercial. When we come back, you're going to teach us on Farrier's File. Clear Out West Radio Show is a proud sponsor of the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame strives to promote the working cowboys who have worked the land and who have helped shape the culture of this great state. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame is a 501c3 tax-exempt organization. All donations are tax-deductible. Please help us promote these men and women by making a donation to the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. Visit their website and donate at WyomingCowboyHallOfFame.org.